At a press conference at the Utah Capitol, faith, technology, business, and law enforcement leaders all called for meaningful immigration reform. They were joined by Paul Marrow of the conservative think tank Sutherland Institute.
The House of Representatives in D.C., I think the Republican conservatives are having a difficult time with this issue, and it probably is well for them to know that the reddest of red states and the most conservative of public policy principles in this state supports comprehensive immigration reform. They need to hear that.
Marrow says federal legislation should be modeled after the reforms passed in Utah, emphasizing legal status for undocumented immigrants, not necessarily citizenship. Salt Lake Chamber President Lane Beatty says Utah's representatives in the House could do more to push this issue forward.
The Senate has acted thanks to Senator Hatch and his leadership there. We think that if we'd have some of our House members step up, we could have the same kind of leadership there, make a difference.
Immigration reform advocates and community leaders from Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Nevada, and New Mexico have signed the same letter. Beatty says together, congressional representatives from the Mountain West could be influential.
If they all got together, there'd be 38 of them. That's a pretty good caucus. To go sit down with leadership and plead with them to get something done so that we can move forward. And that's what we're asking today.
The letter comes a day after U.S. Chamber of Commerce President Tom Donahue joked that the GOP shouldn't even field a presidential candidate in 2016 unless Congress passes immigration reform this year. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.